This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom vetoes bills on ports and trade. Rethinking Weirs. Shutdown heads into a third week. Air District protects authority over ports. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed SB 34 last week, legislation that would have placed significant limits on the regulatory reach of the South Coast Air Quality Management District and restricted automation and throughput controls at the twin ports of Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach. Backed by dock worker unions, the bill sought to bar the district from imposing caps on cargo or cruise ship traffic and prevent the use of public funds for automation equipment at the ports. In his veto message, Newsom argued the bill would have tied the hands of local regulators amid ongoing cooperative negotiations between the ports and the Air District. He also pressed the need to maintain every regulatory tool the state has due to the Trump administration, quote, directly undermining air quality policies. Environmental and public health organizations applauded the veto, citing it as a protection for community health and air quality agency authority. More on trade. Well, Newsom also rejected SB 263 on studying the impact of tariffs on California's trade, jobs, and infrastructure. The bill has drawn support from Western growers along with grocers, resellers, and others. They argued the state's trade-sensitive economy needed clearer data on how tariffs, especially at its major seaports and freight gateways, could ripple across jobs and infrastructure. Newsom reasoned another study, quote, is not needed to understand the economic chaos created by the Trump administration. Newsom pointed to the state's legal actions against federal trade policy and agency efforts to coordinate with stakeholders along the logistics and supply chains. Rethinking Weirs raises skepticism. Newsom has approved a bill exempting Weirs from the state's definition of dams to ease regulatory burdens for agricultural water structures. Assembly Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria of Merced argued AB 639 brings clarity and relief for low impoundment barriers that do not pose the same risks as larger dams. Farm groups and irrigation districts backed the bill. Surprisingly, one of just three votes against AB 639 came from the chair of the other Agriculture Committee, Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield, who initially voted in favor. The measure benefits nine structures in three counties and the Kings River Conservation District. On the Senate floor, Hurtado unsuccessfully pressed for more clarity on how the changes could impact the entire water district. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Shutdown hits day 20 with parties at an impasse. Today is government shutdown day 20 and there's no end in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota could bring up a bill this week that would pay federal employees who must work during the shutdown, but he'll need Democrats to vote for it. In the meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson is keeping the House out of session. He told ABC News yesterday, I refuse to allow us to come back and engage in anything until the government is reopened, when Democrats do the right thing for the people. They're playing politics, and we have to use every ounce of leverage we have to make sure they do the right thing. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Judge wants to know about impending RIFs. Federal judge said she was pleased the federal government intends to comply with her order prohibiting RIFs of union employees at a status conference Friday in a lawsuit brought by those unions. But senior U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston isn't buying Justice Department lawyer Elizabeth Hedge's arguments that the government shutdown is making it difficult for the Department of Justice to explain its plans for future RIFs. Hedge has repeatedly said that as far as she was, quote, aware, no agencies are planning to conduct reductions in force at the present time. I can only represent what I know right now, Hedges said in court Friday after the plaintiffs had sought a status conference in light of the Interior Department's stated intention to conduct RIFs. But Ilston wasn't satisfied, saying, quote, find out, okay? If you don't know, find out, Ilston told Hedges. She also said, quote, my recommendation to defense counsel is to tell the defendants they should err on the side of caution. Ilston expanded the scope of her temporary restraining order on Friday. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Trump sets tariffs on trucks for next month. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation imposing 25% tariffs on medium and large trucks and their parts beginning November 1st. A White House fact sheet on the new duties issued on Friday said they will cover large pickup trucks, including moving trucks, cargo trucks, and tractors for 18-wheelers. The latest duties mirror similar tariffs applied to cars, leaving almost all vehicles not made in the U.S. subject to the tariffs. The Commerce Department says around two-thirds of U.S. medium and heavy-duty imports come from Mexico. But the tariffs may not apply to the full value of Mexican vehicles. Trucks covered by a North American Free Trade Pact will only face tariffs on their non-U.S. content, the fact sheet says. Canada extends tariff exemptions for manufacturing, food, and drink packaging. Canada says temporary tariff relief for domestic food and drink manufacturers will last another 2 months. Companies that can show their imported U.S. product is not easily available from another country have been granted tariff relief for 6 months while they explore alternate sources. Well, on Friday, the Finance Department extended the scheme by another 2 months. Manufacturers and processors are eligible for the tariff remission, as are food and drink manufacturers buying U.S. packaging items. Take note, Canada removed many of its counter tariffs on U.S. products at the beginning of September, except for sector-specific products like steel, aluminum, and cars. Here's today's final word. California agriculture cannot be successful without the tools to remain profitable and the ability to align with an evolving regulatory environment. At Don Cameron, president of the State Board of Food and Agriculture, the advisory body will hold its monthly meeting tomorrow at the FIRA USA Robotics Conference in Woodland with conversations on research, tech, and workforce needs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 20th, brought to you by Rabo Agrofinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.